This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Texas House voted 96-35 to become the largest state in the U.S. to allow citizens to openly carry guns. China has announced 2020 plans to close small-scale enterprises like dyeing plants, oil refineries, and pesticide producers in order to improve the water supply. Machinist Union has pulled its election petition off of the NLRB calendar because of softening support from the more than 3,000 workers at Boeing's plant in South Carolina, claiming the company had used underhanded tactics. The top states visited by overseas travelers are New York, California, Nevada, Arizona, Utah, and Colorado. In 2019, there are 88 million people expected to visit the USA, with the largest growth being from China. The median CEO pay among companies in the Standard & Poor's 500 was $10.5 million annually in 2013, up 700% since the 1970s. Montana legislature has voted to expand Medicaid and join Obamacare. A new poll on which states American thinks are most corrupt is led by New York, then California, Illinois, New Jersey, and Texas. The Writers Union has charged the Swamp People producers with failure to pay overtime and bargain with the union. Meanwhile, they've collected $2 million in Louisiana tax credits, with $800,000 pending. 96,092 claims have been approved for payment, with $5 billion paid in the British Petroleum Gulf Coast spill settlements to date. Police departments are starting to offer their lobbies and parking lots as safe places for Craigslist transactions in New Mexico, Connecticut, Florida, and Colorado. Only 3% of family businesses make it to 90 years old. 12% of homes in Hawaii have rooftop solar systems installed, leading the nation. China is cracking down on golf as a muddy field where businesses can attempt to corrupt politicians, as well as closing courses because of water shortages and environmental problems. Des Moines, Iowa's municipal water workers have sued the leaders of three rural counties for not doing enough to keep nitrate runoffs from fertilizer from polluting rivers that feed the drinking water system of that city. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathkin's Bulletin's brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and KBFFM 88.3 at www.kbf.org.